Welcome, NCLEX High Yielders. This is Dr. Zeeshan, and I'm the host of NCLEX High Yield Podcast, where we will be giving out daily content for your exam, tips and tricks that the boards love to ask, and overall general information on how to study, what to study, and complex topics broken down for you. Whether you're a first-time test taker or even a repeat test taker, we have helped people across the globe pass their NCLEX exam, so do not give up and get motivated. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast and also visit our Instagram at NCLEX High Yield, at NCLEX High Yield, where you can DM us questions so we can answer them on the podcast. Also, check out our website, www.nclexhighyield.com, and subscribe to receive a link to our weekly free Zoom session where I drop all types of content, break down complex topics, and make them easy for you to understand every Wednesday, 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. See you guys then. Take care.
You there, Wal?
Yes, I'm here.
How are you?
I'm all right.
Caught you on your break, huh?
Yeah, I'm on break right now. I'm in the break lounge.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. So are you working right now, Ed, or are you still getting ready to apply for a position?
I've been working as an LPN for a couple of years.
Very nice. So yeah, I wanted to catch you a little bit one-on-one because you're one of few male students that have passed with me. And I know we had a few people that were on last time, but I really want to get into depth on because your story, like I said, is so inspiring to me and to so many others that are in your position or close to it. And the fact that you spent no money with us was really impressive to me as well too, which means that your level of commitment was amazing. Yeah. What was your daily routine like? I mean, were you working while you were studying?
Yeah, I was working whilst I was studying, but then the midweek thing really worked for me. Like whatever I got in the middle of the week is what I carried over the week to the next week until we get the following topic. Yeah, so everything like you open up on the UL is something that I have to go back over there and make sure I break it down also together with whatever notes that I got from you.
Good.
I keep on saying that I did not know I didn't even know that you would have a search button where you have to type in the topic and it will show up.
It's so funny because these are things, because I use UWorld for my boards as well too. And these are things that help me understand certain topics using that search function. I actually talk about it in my book where I say, hey, you know what? If you're confused about cardiac tamponade or warfarin or whatever topic it is, type it in the search function, watch it populate, and see how they ask all the different questions, because it's not just that one topic. It's also when it's in the answer choice and it's the wrong answer, right? Where they try to confuse you. So yeah, that's a great function. Yeah. How long did you study for, would you say, for this time around? Because you took it on this was your eighth attempt.
Yeah, it was. I believe the first time after I bumped into you guys, I stayed on for 5 weeks, I believe.
Wow, five sessions.
Because I remember getting to the fifth week, I felt like I wasn't prepared and I needed more. I wanted to be full, so I actually changed my date.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Good.
Until I had another Wednesday with you.
Oh, good. That's amazing. I tell people all the time, I say, you know what? I go, it's okay to change your date. I changed my last set of boards. I changed them maybe 9 times before I was like, I'm ready now. And there's nothing wrong with that. You don't want to, you want the outcome that you got, which is PASS, because we're sick of seeing the 4-letter F word that we don't want to see. Because that four letter F word that we see is followed by a 4-letter F word that we say. So we definitely don't want to see that one.
It is. It can really break you down. It can break you down. If you're not strong, it can break you down.
So talk to me about that. I think look, I love your story. That's why I want to actually kind of delve into you. I find this fascinating and I find it inspiring. You immigrated from Ghana. So English was not your first language. you didn't give up after seven failed attempts, and you continued to look for resources by chance. However you came across me, you came across me, and now you're going to be practicing as a licensed RN. So talk to me about the hurdles of, one, immigrating over from a different country, the difficulties of the board exam for people that don't speak English as a first language and had to understand this test is a very complicated, has a very complicated verbiage. And then also how you stayed strong after seven attempts and what gave you the commitment and the ability to take it one more time.
First of all, I'll put it this way. I would say if not at 18 at all, I would say I'm the first generation out of my family that is here. So I have a brother in Ghana and I have a brother here also, but I want to set an example to whoever that is going to come after me. So it is something that I wanted to accomplish regardless what come my way. I wanted to get it done. So lo and behold, I came across your program on Instagram. I'm on Instagram a lot. It's sort of one of those things that I search on Instagram. So it popped up. So when the thing popped up and I look at some of the past videos, I say, this fits my kind of way of studying. I like the way he goes down. I like the way he breaks down stuff. So I think I might want to stick into it. So I shoot a message and you were like, oh, it's free. So just make sure you join us at this time, blah, blah, blah. And then boom, the first session came in. And I think the first topic was about TB or something like that. And the way I think he said the side effect of TB medication has something to do with the eye or something like that. And yeah, I've never even heard it before. Yeah. And it went on and on and on. And then you break it down into different topics. And I said, God, I got this. And then I was watching the way you were using the search engine on the U world and everything. And I said, okay, this is it. So the second week was when you asked me to talk to Ness Brooks. And then she sent me a message that gave me a long list of how I have to use the U world and everything. And now I went over and I reset it. And then I started doing everything all over again. So by the time I was done with the questions, I could even go to different Q banks and I was shooting it.
That's great. And you used the method, right?
Yeah, it worked.
You used my method. It
worked.
It works. It keeps you calm. It keeps you, you know, you're not going to see everything that you know. So the method is it's not rocket science, but it helps if you don't know it. It helps a lot, especially to get through the exam. So how many questions did you have? You said you had 100?
I had 100, yeah.
100. That's only 25 over the minimum. That's amazing. That's amazing. I mean, that progress is just in and of itself. That's amazing. Well, I mean, what are your future plans, Awal? Like, what are you going into? Where are you planning on applying?
I've applied to about 4 schools online for BSN. So I'm going to see how it's going to go with that. And whichever one accepts me, I'll look at the advantages and I'll look at their ratings online and see which one will be better for me. And then I'll just get onto it. Yeah.
I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. Explain to me and the audience, because I'm going to put this on a podcast. Explain to me and the audience what it felt like the minute you saw those 4 letters that begin with a P.
Ow. Okay, so it's so funny. I was on my study desk, right? Uh-huh. And then I had my legs over the study desk and I was on my phone. So once I made a purchase, I closed my eye. And when I pushed the button and I opened it, it said unofficial results and it said pass. So I jumped. I almost fell on the floor.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
I started screaming.
Well, I told you by chance, because I usually don't answer. I don't usually respond on Instagram. Usually it's Sarah that responds. And by chance, I'm logged into the Instagram and I saw your message and I was like, wait a minute, because you said thank you, to Dr. Z and NCLEX High Yield, and I responded right away. And ever since then, when I heard the story, how many attempts, moving over first generation, I was so impressed with your resilience. And I told you that in a text message, and you and I become friends throughout the course of this, which is even better. And it was just, it was so inspiring. I had to get you, I had to interview you and share your story and tell people, don't give up. Don't give up.
Don't because give up. Whatever you can do this. You can do
you
this.
You can do this. Absolutely.
And I think with especially you having a book out, it's going to be a lot more easier for people. If you really have a book out there and they want to read and listen to you when you're giving a lecture, like they're even going to have it super easy because I didn't have no access for a book from you. All I did was to listen and take notes from you.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we are diligently working on that book. So it will be out sooner than later. So but that's the way we do it. I encourage students to take notes and review the notes. So everything that you did, you took from me for $0, which I'm so happy because I know finances are tough for some people. So this is an encouraging moment for everyone that does not have the financial ability to afford tutors or courses. This is a perfect prime example. Nurse Awal did it with $0 spent with NCLEX High Yield. Nurse Awal, I appreciate your time. You are an absolute inspiration, not just to other nurses, but even to me. That was such a great story. You have such a great story. Enjoy everything. We'll be in contact. You and I have become friends now. So
okay, Dr. Z, thank you. You're the best.
Thanks, Awal. You have a wonderful day.
All right. Bye-bye.
This NCLEX High Yield podcast is brought to you by Immunacy, Immunacy, immunacy.com. Immunacy is an immune system booster formulated by doctors and pharmacists. This team of MDs, PharmDs, DOs, and PhDs have put together a proprietary formula with the highest quality ingredients to keep you in your best health. All natural, gluten-free, zero sugar, vegan, no GMOs, and fully bioavailable. Stock up now to keep your immune system at its best. Immunacy is now available at immunacy.com. Check them out. Hey guys, Dr. Zeeshan here. Thank you so much for joining us on this podcast. Hope you guys enjoyed it. If you guys could kindly subscribe, leave us some stars, whatever you think it's worth, and leave us a review. We always want to get better for you guys and want to keep putting out this free content for you guys. Hope you guys enjoyed. Have a good one. See you on the next podcast.